say, I thank God that it's His blood that washes all our sins away. I thank God He's still passing by. I sure do. I thank God for that. I mean, if He didn't still pass by, we'd be in a world of hurt. An absolute world of hurt. We'd be dazed and confused. I mean, just showing up, just praying something would happen. But thank God He's still got an unction to want to show up and visit with us. And I thank God for that. I went home, began to study, and tried to think about which way the Lord would have us to go, and pray that I'd be in the Lord's will, and just try to help yous and give yous what the Lord exactly want and what He'd have. And I begin to read, and one chapter over from where we was at this morning in 1 Kings in chapter 9. If you have your Bibles, if you would turn with us to 1 Kings chapter number 9. Still dealing with Solomon, as he's just got done, so to speak, dedicating the temple and trying to just mind the Lord and give it to the Lord. And I begin to read in 1 Kings chapter 9 and verse number 1, and finding your place if you would stand this evening in the reverence of reading of God's Word. 1 Kings chapter 9 and verse number 1, the Bible says, "And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all Solomon's desire which he was pleased to do, that the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared unto him at Gibeon. And the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house which thou hast built to put my name there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. And if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and wilt keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. But if ye shall at all turn from following me, ye or your children, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes, which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them, and this house which I have hallowed for my name will I cast out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people. At this house which is high, every one that passeth by it shall be astonished and shall hiss. And they shall say, why hath the Lord done thus unto this land and to this house? And they shall answer, because they forsook the Lord their God, who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and have taken hold upon other gods, and have worshipped them and served them. Therefore hath the Lord brought upon them all this evil." And this is 1 Kings chapter 9. Verses 1 through 9, if correctly read. Our Father, Lord, I thank Thee, God, that You're here. Lord, help us. Father, I come as humbly, Father, and as boldly as I know how to the throne of grace tonight, asking, God, for Your help and Your direction. Father, praying, Lord, tonight, God, that You'd help me preach. Father, unworthy am I, God, to be able to stand behind such a sacred desk. But Lord, I pray, God, that You'd help me to preach, Father, with holy unction. I pray You'd illuminate my mind, Father, and You'd loose my lips. And God, I pray You'd anoint the hearing thereof of Your people. Father, this is the way I feel You've directed us, and God, I pray You'd bless it. I pray, Father, You'd bless the hearing. I pray, Father, You'd bless the word, God, as we try to break it. And Lord, I pray, God, that You'd be with us tonight. Help Your people, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to preach tonight on a decision for a vision. A decision for a vision. We see here as we come in to 1 Kings chapter 9, we see here as the Bible says, and it came to pass when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord and the king's house and all Solomon's desire which he was pleased to do, that the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time as he had appeared unto him at Gibeon. Now we see here in 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse number 5, the Bible says, in Gibeon the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said, thou hast shewed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee, and thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this thy so great a people? Now you think about this now. A decision for a vision. Solomon wanted a vision. He had a vision. God showed him a vision. God gave him a vision. We can't have a vision unless God give it to us. God's got to give us a vision. Say, how's that happen? Well, we see, first of all, we see a direct acquaintance. There's got to be a direct acquaintance in your life for God to show up and God to give you this vision. We see verse number 1 in chapter 9, it says, and it came to pass when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord and the king's house, and Solomon's desire, which he was pleased to do, that the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time as he had appeared unto him in Gibeon. I see, you know, I think about, you know, as many times as we read the word, as many times as we travel through this life, I mean, there's very few times that I've ever heard that God truly appeared. I mean, it just don't happen much anymore. Say, why is that? Because we ain't faithful to him. Like these words. I mean, we don't spend time in prayer. I mean, just reading. I mean, for hours and hours on end and just really breaking down the word and really praying. I mean, for days on end and just really seeking after God. But if you want a vision, God's got to show up and give it to you. God's got to show up and really show you. I mean, really, really, really come down. And how's he going to do that in this day and age? Through your Bible. This is how we see God. I mean, now God, don't get me wrong, God can manifest himself in anything. God can manifest himself in this box of tissues. God could show up and manifest himself and give you a thought, give you a vision over these box of tissues, maybe how they're flaying through the air, maybe how it's so light, but yet there's so many in there. I mean, I don't know what God has for you in store, what God wanted to show you. God could show up in this bucket right here and manifest himself through it. Say, why is that, preacher? Because he's God. God could show up in this bush right here and this flare and all these little prickly things here. I mean, God could do that because he's God. But God's got to show up for you to get a vision. You just can't show up and say, well, I got a vision. God's got to show up and give you a vision. God's got to put it in your heart. We see, first of all, we see the acquaintance, the direct acquaintance. God showed up. Thank God for it. We see, second of all, in this decision for a vision, we see the divinational answer here in verse number 3. The Bible says, and the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house which thou hast built to put my name therefore ever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. That word perpetually means, let me find it here, means a day or a time or a year or today or yesterday or tomorrow. So pretty much all the time God said, I'm going to be there. We see this answer here. I mean, you think about in all of chapter number 8, seems like Solomon was praying to God. I mean, as we preach this morning, he is praying to God and thanking God and turning it all over to God and said, God, I built this because you've allowed me to build it. And God, we've seen the glory come out in this place and the cloud, how it come out of the room and filled the whole house, filled the whole temple. And we see, and he said, God, it's all yours. God, have your way. And God answered him here. I mean, in all 66 verses in chapter number 8, Solomon was praying to God. God's given him a vision. And it comes here in verse number 3. It says, and the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer. Thank God for that. Thank God that God hears our prayers, amen. And says, thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me, I have hallowed this house which thou hast built to put my name there for ever. And mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. That word hallowed, it means to put my name there forever, to be there, you know, to be consecrated, sanctified, prepared, dedicated, to be hallowed. I mean, he said, I'm here. He said, I'm dedicating it, and I like what you're doing, and I think it's right, and it's right in my eyes, and it's pleasing unto my smell, and it's great unto my nostrils. He said, I agree with it, and I'm going to be there, bless God. And here's my answer, Solomon. He said, you're praying, you're doing the right thing, you've got the right mentality, and I'll give you a vision, you're following me of it, you're praying for it, praying for that vision, and I'm going to give it to you. He said, now I'm going to be there today, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, next week, a month from now. God said, I'm going to be there. So if you want a vision, we see, first of all, you've got to be met from God. Say, so how are you going to do that? Well, we're going to read the Word. We're going to read the Word. Once we read the Word, we're just going to wait on an answer. Well, thirdly, I see a defining assurance. In verse 4, number 5, the Bible says, we see this assurance here. It says, if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked in integrity of heart and uprightness to do according to all that I have commanded thee and wilt keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever as I promised to David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. Well, let's think about this now. We're looking for a vision. And thank God our man of God's got one. And I think we ought to be praying God give us either the same vision or a vision to yoke up with the man of God's vision that we could take Bethel and go on with it. Amen? And how are we going to do that? We're going to read. And we're going to wait. And we're going to pray and pray God give us a vision. And when God answers for that vision, we're going to thank God for the acquaintance. God said there in verse number 4, what did he say? Let's see here. Verse number 4 said, if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and wilt keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there shalt not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. He said, I've heard your prayer. He said, I'm going to give you a vision. He said, I'm going to answer it. Here it is. He said, if you'll follow me and do exactly like thy father done and follow my judgments and my statutes and my commandments, bless God, he said, I will bless thee. He said, I'm going to set up a throne for thee, Solomon. He said, I'm going to set this up and I'm going to be here day in and day out and I'm going to help thee and I'm going to do for thee because I'm God. And I can do it and ain't nobody else can. He said there in verse number 5, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever as I promised to David. Now you think about David. As much as David done and God promised it to him, but David never got to see it because he brought Solomon in. Because he know that Solomon would be able to handle that vision that he'd give him, unlike David would not. David was great. David was a great king, done great mighty things, done a great work. But he know that Solomon's going to be able to carry it out. Thank God for what's happened here at Bethel in past years.
Thank God to how God's moved Bethel the way it is. But God knows he couldn't give a vision to the old timers the old way because God had to prepare a way, prepare a younger generation to get ahead. Thank God for men like Brother Bobby and all of our elders that's got us to this point. But young people, young couples, we got to pray that God give us a vision to carry on, to move on, to go forward because where there is no vision, the people perish. We need people like Little Frankie, thank God for him. Got to have people like him, people like Brother Luke, Brother Caleb, Brother JoJo. Bless God, people like Brother Daniel, Miss Carissa, Brother Corey, Miss Autumn, and all our other younger couples. I mean, we got to have, we got to unite, got to pray. God give us a vision. Because the last thing I want to see is Bethel go down the pipe because we ain't got no vision. The man of God can only do so much that God allows. And God's given him a multitude to back him up. A multitude to get behind him and pray that God would either give us the same vision or give us a vision to back his up and roll on with it. And if we follow God, if we do what God tells the man of God comes and preaches it and gives it to us, if we do that, God said, I'll bless thee, I'll set thee a throne up, I'll do for thee like I done for thy father, I'll take care of thee. Matter of fact, I'll even do that much more. Say, why is that? Because you've got a vision and you're following God, doing what I'd have you to do, and if you'll just do it, I'll carry you through. See, fourthly, and I'll be done. We see here the disappointing affliction. Verse 6 is through 8. The Bible says, but if ye shall, what? At all. Turn from following me, ye or your children, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes, which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them and this house, which I have hallowed for my name. Will I cast out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people. And at this house, which is high, every one that passeth by, it shall be astonished and shall hiss. And they shall say, why hath the Lord done this unto this land and to this house? Verse 9 says, and they shall answer, because they forsook the Lord, their God, who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt and hath taken hold upon other gods and have worshipped them and served them. Therefore hath the Lord brought upon them all this evil. We see the disappointing affliction. God wants to give a vision. God wants to back it up. God wants to answer your prayers. God wants to give you assurance. And God said, if you'll do all these things, said, I'll back you up. I'll stand for you. I'll stand by you. Bless God, I'll take you further and do more for you and take you to a land, bless God, that flows with milk and honey and give you all things you could ever stand in need of because it's exactly what you need. But said that if any one point in time at all, that you turn from me, I'm going to cut you off. And God do it. I believe God do it. God's a loving God. God is a God full of mercy, but God's also a sovereign God. God wants all 100% of us here at Bethel. God wants all 100% of you by watching away Facebook, UK, like I preached this morning, divvy with one foot in the glory and one foot in the slop. God wants all of you, every bit of us. You can't expect God to give you a vision and you go out gallivanting around, expect God bless it. It don't work like that. God said, I'll give you a vision. If you pray for it, I'll give it to you, give you a vision, give you a way. And if you'll do the right way, do the right thing, even when nobody's looking, and do what I've called you to do, said, I'll take you, you won't have to worry. But God said, if you turn from me at any time, we'll cut you off. Wouldn't it be a shame to be riding down the road on a Sunday evening,
because you had to go find another church because there's a few people that just didn't want a vision and just turned from God and rather go out on Sunday night or Sunday morning and go to the ball game, go to the lake and horse around and go out to bars, the clubs, and the honky-tonks and the carry-on or just say, well, it's a pretty good opportunity. I can just lay out and just carry on. And God shut Bethel off. And ride by the road and look in the heart of the church, that'd be just as much evil because God's left the place. It just hiss at you. I don't want it. I don't want it. Facebook, I don't want it. You wouldn't be able to log in and watch Bethel no more because ain't nobody had a vision. We need a vision. We need to pray for a vision. And I firmly believe the devil's trying to get a hold of us because God's wanting to do something here at Bethel. I'm telling you right, God's wanting to do something here at Bethel. The devil ain't going to be where God ain't. The devil's going to be where God is. Say, why is that? Because he's wanting to destruct everything God's doing. We need a vision. Because I don't want to see this place perish. I'm just trying to give you what's on my heart. God's closed my mouth. Seth, you come. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm just trying to give you the book. And give you what God's laid on my heart. And every head bowed and every eye closed. Maybe you need to come to this altar and it's time for you to get a vision. It's time for you to pray. God would give you a vision so you could either back the man of God and you'd have the same vision the pastor has. Or God would give you a vision and yoke up with the man of God's vision that would help Bethel and help this church and help the school and help our young people and help the one-way program and do what God had need done on this mountain. God wants to use this mountain in a great and mighty way. God didn't put this great church on this hill that it couldn't shine its light and warn like I preached this morning, that God would want everybody in this world to know that there is a God and there is none other. It's all God and there is nothing else. God wants a people dedicated with a vision. Would there be anybody else? Before we pray, anybody at all? Father, Lord, I come, Father, as humbly as I know how, asking God you'd give us, Father, a vision. God, a direction. Father, we need a vision here, Father, to back our man of God, to get behind him, to stand beside him. Father, to hold him up, God, when the devil's shooting darts. God, give us a vision, Father, I pray. Lord, that we could back the man of God or give us a vision, Father, that would yoke up with the man of God's vision and just go on forward. God, with this, Father, I pray you give us the strength and the discernment, Father, that we'd withstand the wiles of the devil because, God, I know, Father, that when you give a vision, Father, and you give a direction and we start going in that way, trying to do that vision, God, the devil's going to show up and God, he's going to beat on our people and he's going to try to beat them down and get in their mind. And Father, I pray, God, you give us a spiritual hedge, Father, a protection, a wall of prayer, God, round about our minds, Father, and round about our little ears. God, that the devil couldn't say nothing. And Father, if he did, it'd hit that wall of prayer and fall off, God. Oh, Father, would you give us that vision, Lord, we stand in need of. God, I want to see Bethel blow up. God, I want to see Bethel go to the highest point. God, that you'd take it, Father. And there is no limit for God. There is nothing too big for my God. And Lord, I'm praying a big prayer because I'm looking for big answers because I serve a big God. Father, you're well able. I know you are. Father, you help our people, God. Lord, give us a vision, Father, to back the man of God. Give us a spirit, Father, revival. God, to stay fresh and anew. God, keep us, Father, locked on to the glory, Father. And help us, God, to search for that cloud. God, with a vision in our heart. God, that we'd look for the glory and do what God have us to do. Doing all of God's will for our life. Help us, Father, I pray. Lord, be with us now.
Touch us, Father, as we travel into this upcoming week. Oh, Father, would you help us? God, give us that vision, Father, that we could take this thing and go to a whole other level, Lord. I pray you'd help us, God, to read our Bible, Father, to get in the Word, Lord, that we could hear, Father, Lord, about this vision, Lord, and what you'd have us to do. God, help us, Father, I pray. In Jesus' name.